Hi there, welcome to Friendship is Madness. Today we've got a pretty special episode for you folks. Joining us today are AMV Fear and John Spicer, the project director and design team lead, respectively, of the Fallout Equestria Total Conversion mod.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. So, for those people who don't know, would you two mind describing what exactly your project is?
All right, so basically, I'm sure most people have heard of the Fallout Equestria fan fiction. If you haven't, it's a crossover between the My Little Pony: Friendship is Magic and the Fallout video games. So it's an insanely epic story, really long, great story. And basically, what I decided to do is, I'm like, hey, well, they've already written a book about it. Why not make a game to go along with that, or rather, a mod? So basically, we are taking the Fallout engine and modding it and taking, remaking the story using the Fallout engine into a playable game.
All right. What exactly do you do, AMV Fear?
Well, as a project director, I'm the one who started it, so I'm basically directing everybody else. I'm leading the entire project. I make sure all the sub-teams are organized and that they are getting done what needs to be done, making sure things are getting done on time, and just kind of keeping everything on the same track so we don't have all the teams doing their own thing and trying to put together a game from a bunch of different messed up pieces, because that wouldn't end up very well.
And what about you, John?
Mainly I'm coordinating with other teams. You know, I'm having my guys work with the other teams and having other teams, you know, give us the things that we ask for. If we need assets, or if we need, you know, a specific thing made for us, we will ask, I will ask another team leader to, you know, have them put that into their roster of things that they would need to do. And then once that is done, they'll send it over to us, and we'll take it and we'll look at it, and if it's okay, we'll put it into where it needs to go.
All right. Pio, go ahead.
All right. So have you done any previous work on other mods that were, be they pony or not pony, in this kind of thing? So I guess what I'm asking is, do you have any experience in it that we could see, like almost as a preview of what and that you're going to do here?
Well, I haven't done anything big or well-known before, but I've been modding various other game engines, mostly the Source engine. So I've made some custom campaigns for Left 4 Dead 2 and a few test maps for Half-Life 2, Portal maps, that kind of thing. So nothing really big like this, but I do have experience in working with modding tools and modding various games.
Hmm. Neat.
Hmm. All right.
For the record, mind sharing a few Left 4 Dead maps with me? Maybe I've heard of them.
Gosh, it was actually years ago. I'm trying to even remember the names of them now. Probably the largest one I did was called Dead End. And I put stuff on Left 4 Dead maps some time ago. I don't have the link on hand right now. There was that one. I made a couple just like small mods for Half-Life that custom kind of like, not full stories, but basically kind of an add-on to some of the original story. So it didn't really have a name. I just kind of posted it online. But it wasn't anything I officially released or any big projects, really, mostly personal kind of, I'm going to mess around with the tools and make this kind of thing.
I see.
Hmm. Marshall, you had a question?
I just wanted to ask you real quick. Mr. Fear, how are you going to deal with technology in the mod? Is it going to follow the My Little Pony canon, or is it going to be more like Fallout?
Do you mean, what technology do you mean?
Like what you'd run into throughout the world, like weapons, things around you and your environment.
Well, in terms of weapons and stuff, it's going to follow along closely with the story. So we've got a research team who is going through the story and picking out all the different things, like these are the layouts of the world. These are the different weapons and items that you can find. So we're going to take them from the story in that regards and make them as usable weapons and items within the game.
All right, then.
I guess I'll go next. Will there be, like, how complete will this be? Will it be, will we not even be able to put this back to Fallout, and this will look completely like Fallout Equestria, or will there be, like, little things here and there that are going to look, I don't know, how much of this, and how much of this is this going to cover?
Well, since the story was kind of a crossover involving Fallout in the first place, it's going to play and look similar in that, like, in the story you had the Pit Bug to replace the Pit Boy, so the interface of that is going to look very similar. We're probably going to keep plenty of similar textures and stuff, but we're going to remake the overworld, so all the maps are going to be different, all the items are going to be different, the character models will be different. So there will be similarities, like the heads-up display will look the same, and like the menus and stuff will look very similar, but other than that, in terms of game world and game design and stuff, it's going to be its own thing.
It must be hell to design a VAT system for a completely different pony model, right?
Yeah.
What kind of programs do you guys use?
Well, a bunch of different programs, really. In terms of actually putting together the project, we're going to be using Bethesda's own GECK and the Fallout Script Editor, which will give us pretty much everything that we need to actually put it into the game. But in terms of creating like models and stuff, the art team is handling, they're using pretty much whatever they want. So there are some team members using 3DS Max, I believe, some just using Blender, because they all export to the same format, so the end result will be the same. So I'm kind of giving each of the team members their freedom in what they want to do, depending on how much money they have and, you know, what they can afford. But we're using, well, the script writing team is pretty much just using Microsoft Word. I don't know specific programs that the music team is using, because I'm not a music guy. But we've got a whole bunch of different programs that we're all using that just kind of come together in the end.
You just mentioned... Sorry.
Go ahead, Marshall.
You just mentioned using the GIC. I thought that that program was only for modifying Fallout 2 and 3, or Fallout 1 and 2.
No, they've actually... It's still called the GEC. They got a new version for the Fallout 3 in New Vegas. So each version has its own version of the GEC to go with it. So we're just using the Fallout 3 version of the GEC.
I'm guessing you've got all these program tools from Fallout Nexus?
Yeah, well, the GEC actually comes with Fallout. You can download it off Bethesda's website. But yeah, Fallout Script Editor we got from the Nexus.
I see. Just wanted to clarify.
Okay, so kind of a double question here. How many people are working on this, and do you have any sort of idea when this would be available?
Yeah, that was my question, too, was ever since your trailer, how many people have jumped in?
Well, yeah, we had probably only about 20 active members working before we made the trailer. After the trailer was finished, we posted it around Reddit, and it made it to Equestria Daily. And within probably, within about 3 or 4 days of it being posted on EQD, we had over 100 new applications in for various positions on the team. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was very fun to go through.
We currently have...
I wish I had your luck. I wish I had your luck. As a game that's working on my own independent project, it is very infuriating to hear. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm very jealous.
We currently actually have between 50 and 70 active members, give or take.
Wow.
It's 50 more than I have.
It's not 70 more than you have.
How cool.
You need to
how
be
do you
specific
keep all
about these things?
And that's 68 more than we have. Oh.
how do you keep all these groups coordinated?
Well, I've set up kind of a hierarchy of teams. So there's... two project directors, myself and QCon, who's not here. And then under us, we manage each of the team leaders. So there's 8 sub-teams, and each one has their own team leader, save for research and game testing. They don't have team leaders as of yet. But all the other teams have their own team leaders that manage their teams, and they get to manage and organize all the people on their team pretty much in the way that they see fit. So that makes it easier than, like, me having to manage 70 people all at once.
That makes sense.
Do you have any positions that are currently open?
Well, as far as, like, regular, just normal team positions, trying to think off the top of my head, voice acting is still open. I believe art and animation is definitely still open. And music is closed. I think those are the only two that are actively open right now. And we're also looking for team leader positions for research and game testing. But other than that, not right now.
Hmm. Design is still open, but it's it's a very, very limited opening. It's something where you would need to have, like, we can't just accept, you know, anybody, as much as we would like to. So we would need somebody with a better than average application at this point.
Hmm.
May have been our mistake when we did that.
Now, if someone wanted to apply, how would they go about doing that?
So, I've set up, I spent a couple days actually coding this because I've been my own personal web designer and web builder for a few years. So I actually built an application system. They'll go to our website and there's a button that says join the team. And they choose which team they want to apply for. Each one has its own description so they can be sure what they want to apply for. They'll enter basic information like name, age, and there's just a few like general questions like why do you want to work with us, what do you think you could bring to the team, and what kind of previous experience do you have in this area. And for certain teams like art and animation or music or voice acting, we ask for a sample of their work. So, like voice acting, obviously, we've got a script that they have to read lines from for various characters. And we go through it and say, okay, you sound like you would be a good voice actor, or no, this sounds bad, so go away. So basically, they answer these questions, send in their application samples, and I just have each of the team leaders can go to the same page and basically gives a list of all the open applications for their team, which they can then go through and add their notes saying, this is what I think of this application. And then it goes to the project directors, QCon and myself, and we go over the application one last time and also take in the team leader's notes and make an official decision.
That name, that you said the name QCon a couple times.
Yes.
What else has he done? His name sounds familiar.
With us. He's a member of Celestia Radio.
Oh, yeah!
When we were being considered for a panel at BronyCon, which unfortunately we were locked out at the last month or so, he was working with us because we were supposed to share something with Celestia Radio.
Oh, yeah.
He never told me that.
Yeah.
I wasn't nice aware guy. Of it.
I never knew that. Okay, then. Shows how much I know about my own team members, but okay.
Well, yeah, he's a Celestia Radio head guy.
Huh.
Oh, well. AMV Fear, Rue had said that your name was familiar. What else have you done?
I haven't actually done anything big in terms of, like, leading a project or anything like that in the past, but I'm on the internet way more than would be normally healthy, so you may just have seen me around.
Hmm. Well, I think all of us kind of fit that description.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But yeah, I haven't done anything too big before, so.
Well, do you guys have an email, or can they use your main website to give you fan support, or once the game is actually out, any kind of bug reports or criticism?
Well, we have, on the website, there's the forum section, and it's got pretty much everything related to the mod and various other things, so people will find a way to contact us there. There is a contact email, it's just contact@eqsoftworks.com, and that just forwards to the project director's email addresses right now. Mm-hmm. There's, of course, for me, Skype and Steam, which is AMV_PH34R, in case anybody wants to add me, I don't really care. And those are the best ways to contact us right now, through the forums or or email or Skype or Steam.
Alrighty then. James, Pio, can you guys think of anything else?
Alright, well, let's take a look at the questions we had.
I'll think about what is in the Fallout universe and then think about it.
Actually, that's a good question, James. Thank you. Are you going to be modifying My Little Pony characters and monsters from that universe and basically mutating them as if they were in the Fallout universe?
We are, actually, yeah. Cause in the story, there's, like, characters, the Hellhounds, which are basically mutated diamond dogs. So we're actually making custom models for them and adding them into the game. So, yes.
That'll be awesome. Another question I have is this going to follow the famous fanfic? Is the game storyline going to follow the famous fanfic, or is it going to be a separate story of its own?
It is. Sorry, would you like to...
You haven't said much, John. You can answer if you want.
All right, sure. It will be following the Fallout the Fallout fanfic. However, there will be some changes to it as well.
So basically, the main quest line would essentially follow the story, but we're also adding on. I mean, we're enabling the player to make choices that change the game's outcome. We're adding on side quests, that kind of stuff. So
of course, you've got to have a moral alignment. Now, I've always wondered what it would be like to have little Pip go down the very evil dark path, you know?
we're going to build that in as best we can, too. So.
Yeah.
Actually, Marshall, before his mic died on us, had actually wondered about that as well. How exactly will the karma work?
It's going to work similar to the original Fallout game, in that, you know, you make a good choice, you get karma, you make a bad choice, you lose karma. And actually, Fallout New Vegas expanded on this a bit, and we're making this for Fallout 3 first. We might port it over later.
Refresh my memory. Expanded it how?
There were different things you could gain and lose karma from, and it actually had more of an impact on the ending scene of the game, whereas in Fallout 3 it didn't really change a whole lot. So we're going to see if we're going to do what we can with that, depending on the engine's limitations, because it would be easier to do that with New Vegas.
I see.
But essentially, if you make a good decision, you get karma. Bad decision, you lose karma. And if you have high karma at the end of the game, that'll kind of give you, like, a better ending, so to speak, unless you want the bad ending, in which case you'd want to go the bad route. So it depends. It depends on the quest, really. I'm trying to think of a good example. I can't really off the top of my head. But you just say there's a side quest where someone wants you to help them out, and you can either, like, rescue a pony or kill them. So you gain karma if you rescue them, kill them, you lose karma, and that will ultimately affect what you see when you finish the game.
Don't look at me. I'm lawful good, so I'm going to stick true to I know I said it would be fun to see an evil pony, but I don't know.
Oh, lawful good.
Yep, lawful good's got to stick together. Alright, so mine. So, kind of one small one means last question here. Smaller one is, you gonna be inserting any OCs into this? Like of your character, of your guys stuff?
Oh yeah.
We actually, that is something that we were thinking about, because a few of the team members have like little kind of side unrelated thing, but just they kind of got together and created some OCs, and they do some role playing and stuff every now and then. So we're actually thinking about putting them in as kind of like Easter eggs, and possibly even, because money's always a nice thing, offering to have people, if people donate, we might toss their OC in there. Stuff like that, just incentive to give us money, you know.
Okay, and then my second question. Oh, well, be careful about that, remember, because you are using characters from the Fall and from the Pony universe, and remember we'll have an Epic Cupcakes time.
Yeah,
I have another question now that you brought that up. Is Bethesda, are you worried about Bethesda raining down on your head? After all, it had everybody concerned when the whole Scrolls thing came around.
Yeah, we've actually, I'm looking into this. I'm not a lawyer myself, but I've talked to plenty of people who have experience with law. But I know for a fact that Bethesda won't be able to do anything about this, because they, when you buy their any of the Fallout games, they give you permission to use their modding tools. Because they give us the modding tools. These are their tools that we're using. And they give us full permission to mod it however we want, as long as we don't make money directly for it. So we can't sell the mod, but we can, of course, ask for donations. That's not a problem.
Sure.
So, yeah, Bethesda is not going to be a problem in this case. If anything, we should be worried about Hasbro. More likely than not, I don't think they're going to get too angry at us either, but we're still going to have to kind of tread carefully in certain areas, especially when it comes to putting in some of the original, the main six and stuff, their models. We want to make sure that that's okay. But since we're not selling it,
But if several mods already have. I'm sorry.
Guys. Gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
Calm yourselves.
But don't most a lot of mods already have Twilight Sparkle, Fluttershy, and things like that in Skyrim.
Right.
They do. That's why I don't think it's going to be a problem. Is because we're not selling it, and we're not saying you have to give us money for you to get access to this. It's completely free. It's just people want to donate, then they can. So almost certainly, it's not going to be an issue. But as I said, I'm not a lawyer, so I've been talking to people. So we're that's just something we're going to be keeping an eye on as we go through development. But I personally don't think it's going to be a huge issue. And if it is, it's something that we can fix easily.
It doesn't seem like it would be.
Yeah.
I see. Pio, sorry. I got a little overactive there.
That's
okay. I apologize. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, actually, I'm the DM of the main RP that we do. I know, it's kind of an odd job. But we actually have two of our members actually writing a fanfic about this RP. So that might be coming out. I'm not sure entirely when. It might be a couple of weeks, or it might be a couple of months. But you know, self promotion. Yeah.
Pio, you guys could read that on your on Pony Public Library.
Yeah, we could. Sure, get and toss it my way when I'm done with it.
Marshall, you fixed your mic.
Yes, I did. It was just a short. I have a real quick question for you, Mr. Beer. How crazy are you guys going with, like, the surface changes and, like, references and, you know, the puns and changing the names of words and different things in the game?
We're pretty much going to keep it to the same level that it is in the show and was in the fan fiction. So kind of like, you know, instead of saying everybody, every pony, that kind of stuff. So it's not, we're not going like over the top, if that's what you mean. It's going to be mostly subtle things, just anything that seems like it would be appropriate to change.
All right.
Speaking of over the top, I am, thinking about ponies and the bloodiness perk that instantly popped in my head.
Oh,
oh
man.
Boy. How far are we going on this one?
That's actually something that we still need to be thinking about. Somebody on the team brought that up some time ago. And, I mean, already Fallout is, of course, an M-rated game, so we're not really trying to make this catered to be kid-friendly or anything.
Of course
not. But it depends, because I have seen a few members of the community and fandom just kind of freak out about stuff like that. I had a friend who I had him read Cupcakes, and he got insanely angry over it. So I don't know how much we think we want to be worrying about that. So
okay,
yeah,
you want my advice?
Justin,
You want my advice as a game designer? Okay,
sure. Why not?
Don't listen to them. Okay,
mm-hmm.
They easily get wound up over pony deaths. I mean, I'm making an adventure game, and the big thing about adventure games, is, especially Sierra adventure games, is if you die, if you make a mistake, you die. And people are like, oh, pony death, oh, that's a no-no. And I don't know.
Yeah,
at the same time, I want to say you don't want to attract a big anti-brony following to this either.
No.
They will.
Yeah, I mean, come on, guys. We want rainbows coming out of our horrific mutations, not blood. When you shoot them, they need to explode into confetti and flowers.
Maybe we'll put a sting into that.
I'm sorry. Expanding off the bloody perk. I assume everyone here knows about 20.5. We aren't going to be doing that, it's going to be a very, very, very toned down version of it. Like it's not
going to be included in the main mod if we even think about doing it. That's
yeah, it's not going to be an issue at all.
At the same time, you want to make sure that if someone does try to use it, that it doesn't freeze the game upon them trying to activate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing you when you're making a mod like this, one of the biggest things you have to worry about is someone hacking into the game engine itself just to mess with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the good thing is that really they, since we're going to be releasing this on the Fallout Nexus, and I'd prefer to not do it in any form of like peer-to-peer, like torrent network or anything like that. So it's not like people can just make their own changes and re-upload it. So there's like going to be one kind of so-called official source for it for people to download, so they know where to get the right. I don't think we have to worry too much about people like kind of changing things and saying, "Oh, look, this is the official game, and look at what they did."
Okay, one quick question. You were earlier complaining about the game and the game Brio engine being outdated, and yeah, it very clearly is. I'm sure this is very far off in the future if it is, but have you ever considered moving on to that new one that Skyrim and Fallout series are going to be using from now on?
Well, we've heard a lot from people saying, is this going to be only Fallout 3, or are you going to also do move on for New Vegas? And our answer has always been, we are making it for Fallout 3 to start with, because, yes, it is a bit more limited, but that also means that there's slightly less work that we have to do, meaning it can come out sooner. And then once we release it for Fallout 3, I think more people own Fallout 3 than New Vegas. It's an older game, and in my opinion, it's a better game. I think a lot of people hold that opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, after it's released for Fallout 3, we are going to be essentially porting it to the New Vegas engine. And I actually, more recently, I've been thinking also Fallout 4 will probably come out by the time that this is finished, because I'm expecting it to take a couple years or so. So we're going to have to look into that, how the Fallout 4 engine works. I don't know if it's going to be the same or how different it's going to be from Skyrim's engine, but that's something
we're
going to have to look into.
They've implied that, well, given Bethesda's work ethic, they're probably going to use the same engine they used for Skyrim and in the Fallout games. And I think they did state somewhere that they're dropping the game Brio engine completely.
I heard something about that, but I don't know how accurate. I didn't hear it directly from Bethesda, so I don't know how accurate it is.
Neither do I, but I mean, the thing is, they know how bad the game Brio is, and especially after the glitch-ridden New Vegas, they're not going to try and reboot it again. Made even worse by they don't even have the copyright rights to modify the game Brio. So,
yeah.
It would just be easier for them to drop it and move on to the Skyrim engine, whatever it was called.
Well, the Skyrim actually uses a version of the game Brio engine.
Oh.
It's a much updated version. There's a lot of upgrades to it, a lot of graphics upgrades mostly, but some functionality upgrades. But yeah, it is a version of the game Brio engine.
Oh, well, still, different version.
Huh. Yeah.
But there's modding tools available for it. So
yes, there are. For all the Bethesda games, they give you the modding tools, which is, really, well, at least for Fallout and Skyrim. They're the Elder Scrolls games. I don't know about their other games.
Alrighty then.
Well, I think we're coming up on the end here. So I think it's time for a couple generic questions. Gentlemen, who is best pony?
Well, that depends. Canon or Fanon?
I would like to point out that this might not be a good question to ask. You might bring down the wrath of many people.
That's true.
You better answer this right.
Help now, Marshall. As long as I choose Fluttershy, I think we'll be fine.
Step lightly, fellas.
You know what? Okay, back to your question, Fear. I'd like to hear both. Who All is right. best Canon Pony, and who is best Fanon Pony?
Well, going off Canon, I have to say Rainbow Dash. And out of Fanon, I would say Spitfire. You sound disappointed in me.
I am.
Oh, for shame. Yeah.
If you could choose the princesses or Fluttershy, then you're my friend, but you did not, so I don't know.
Fluttershy is very close second, though.
But you're nowhere even near Mrs. Cake, so...
I'm never going to understand what you see in Mrs. Cake.
Gentlemen, you can argue about it later. John?
Yeah.
Personally, I just think that they're really. I think that every pony is best pony. Really, I've never been able to pick just one.
Parody.
Boo!
No, I support that. I support that.
Come on, give us some dirt.
Cop out.
All right. Best Alicorn, Luna for sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
You no will comment. Love my game. I like them both equally. And they're both simultaneously my favorite ponies.
Favorite episodes?
That's a tough one.
We ask the hard questions here.
Oh.
It's hard-hitting news, by the way.
Oh, totally.
I'm not sure. Let's see. Oh, see, I keep thinking, you ask for the best episode, and I can say right off the bat the worst one, but I don't know about the best one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is the worst episode, pray tell?
The worst one was, I don't even remember the name of it, but the one with Owlicious, that introduced Owlicious.
Really?
I didn't like that episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't like Spike?
I was not a fan of that episode at all.
Because it was really Spike's first day in the limelight, and they were kind of experimenting with how they would do him.
Yeah, no, I understand why it didn't really work out, but I just didn't like it in general.
Yeah, fair enough.
How about you, John?
In terms of worst episode? Oh, Applebuck season,
best.
For sure.
I'm sorry?
Applebuck season? Oh, for sure. That was, I could not get into that one. But in terms of best episode, I would have to say it's a toss-up between either the wedding or the Mare in the Moon. Well, the two-parter Mare in the Moon.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the first and the last episode.
Yeah.
The Alpha and Omega of...
And then everything in between.
Yeah,
of course.
They're all right.
I do notice a similarity, though. Both of them have very tall queens. This
says
a lot about you, John.
I'm afraid I'm not sure what it says.
I don't either, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. Anyway, I think we're going to end it off here for the night. Thank you two very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Before we close out completely, we do have to ask the traditional Friendship is Madness question.
Oh, boy.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? This is a completely serious question.
Yeah, I got to think about it for then.
I would have to say maybe pine tree?
I was thinking either pine or oak. Actually, you know what? Maple trees are cool, too.
Huh.
Yeah, I think maple is my second answer, but definitely pine.
I'm going to go with maple tree, then, because they make syrup. Get pancakes in Canada is cool.
All right. Well, thank you all very much for joining us for this episode, and thank you two for joining us as well.
It was a pleasure.
Nice speaking with you.
Thank you.
And we will see all of you guys next week. Have a good
Bye.
Night.
And don't forget about Twitter either way.